message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
It's my pleasure to welcome you to God's presence this morning. And I know that no one here will go back the same in Jesus' name. I say no one here will go back the same in Jesus' name. The remaining days of this month of February, God is going to surprise you in Jesus' name. Connecting with anointing for diverse wonders. Connecting with anointing for diverse wonders. As you all know very well that this month is our month of diverse wonders. Your connection determines your collection. Your connection determines your collection. Who you connect with determines what you can collect. If you are connected to a rich person, what you can get from that rich person will be different from when you are connected with a poor person. Who you connect with determines the end up of your total life. What you carry determines what you can handle in life and in destiny. What you carry determines what you can handle in life and in destiny. One major thing that you need to connect with to bring about a change of story in your life is the anointing. What is the anointing? The anointing is supernatural empowerment unto wonders. Anointing is empowerment. Somebody say empowerment. Let me hear you say empowerment. Empowerment unto wonders. Empowerment unto wonders. Number two, what is the anointing? It is grace and strength for accomplishment. Grace and strength. Grace and strength for accomplishment. This morning, I see God giving you His grace in a very big form in the name of Jesus. Some of the diverse wonders available in the anointing are as follows. Examples of diverse wonders that you can get from the anointing when you are anointed. What are the things that accrues to you? Number one is favor. The level of the anointing on your head determines the level of favor you command. In Psalm 89 verse 20, Bible says, I have found David my servant. With my holy oil have I anointed him. David was a man that enjoyed favor. The reason was because he was a man that had access to the anointing. He was so anointed that amongst all his brothers in 1 Samuel chapter 16 verse 1 to 13, when God rejected Saul, 1 Samuel 16, 1 to 13, rejected Saul, I've anointed for myself another person. And that person is among the sons of Jesse, the Bethlehemite, who have provided me a king among his sons. You will think that he will choose somebody with a big chest among them, or somebody who is the eldest. The eldest doesn't mean the luckiest. Being the eldest doesn't mean a person can be the luckiest. Being the youngest doesn't mean one is doomed. David was young. He had many elder brothers. But because of the sickle of God's favor on his life changed. That is how I know somebody is here today. Your life will change. I say your life will change. From a life of backwardness, of pushing sheep all around, God brought him to the forefront and made him the king. He made him the principal person. God will make you the principal person in your family. God made him the force to reckon with. God will make you a force to reckon with in your family. Joseph also was anointed. And this anointing of God upon his life brought him favor. Genesis 39, 21. Even in the prison, he was preferred. Even in the prison. But the Lord was with Joseph and showed him mercy and gave him favor in the sight of the keeper of the prison. Everywhere Joseph went to, he assessed favor because he was a man that God has already anointed. And I decree today, as the anointing comes on your head today, you will access a brand new level of favor in Jesus' name. This same anointing brought favor to the children of Israel. They became rich overnight. Exodus 12, 36. They spoiled the Egyptians because of the favor of God upon their life, through the anointing of God upon their life. And the Lord gave the people favor in the sight of the Egyptians so that they lent unto them such things as they required, and they spoiled the Egyptians. They became rich overnight. The wealth of the Gentiles shall be transferred to you. I said the wealth of the Gentiles shall be transferred to you. The wealth of the unbelievers shall be transferred to you. There was a man called Naphtali in Deuteronomy 33 verse 23. Deuteronomy 33:23. The Bible says the man was satisfied with favor because of the anointing of God upon his head. And of Naphtali he said, "Oh, Naphtali, satisfied with favor, full with the blessing of the Lord." And because of this, he possessed down the west and the south. Somebody is here today, there will be a repeat of this kind of thing in your life in the name of Jesus. As a direct result of the anointing coming on your head today, you will enjoy favor. Be expectant, because your turnover is going to take a flight. The turnover in your business will take a flight. Those that have been selling in few thousands will begin to sell in millions. Those selling in millions will begin to sell in billions. Can I hear your loudest amen? I'm still setting a foundation. Number two, major thing that is available through the anointing is preservation. Someone say preservation. The anointed is not permitted to die like a chicken. Psalm 105 verse 14 and 15. If you are anointed, you can't die like a chicken. Suffered no man. Psalm 105 verse 14 and 15. He suffered no man to do them wrong. He removed kings for their sake, saying, "Touch not my what? My anointed, and do my prophet no harm." When you are anointed, you cannot be wasted like a chicken. You can't die on that trailer. You can't be crushed inside the car. Your plane cannot drop. Your plane cannot drop. Every journey of this year, you will go safely and return safely. I say every journey this year, you will go safely and return safely. The anointing is a shield of protection for the anointing. When you are anointed, it becomes a shield of protection for you. You escape bullets naturally. Either natural bullets, that is physical bullets or spiritual bullets. You escape it naturally. The extent of your anointing determines the extent of what you can escape. So one day, our father and the Lord, Bishop Edeku, said he went to preach somewhere. And someone was interpreting for him. And he was the one speaking. The person was just interpreting. And all of a sudden, the person said, "Yeah! Yeah!" He said, "What happened?" He said, "They just hit me." He was the one, the person that was talking, the bullet could not hit him. But the person that was interpreting, that's why if you don't have this thing, don't just bother yourself. Very risky. The person that was speaking, mesmerizing the devil, bullet couldn't hit him. Somebody that was just interpreting what he was saying, the bullet hit him. Every bullet of the wicked against you today, you will escape it. Every bullet of the wicked against you, you will escape it. Saul threw a javelin at David, he escaped it. That is how whatever they throw at you this year, you will escape it. Every evil the evil ones throw at you today, you will escape it. Let me hear you say amen. Let me hear you say amen. You would have crossed before the bridge we cut. Let me hear you say amen. Say you would have crossed before the bridge we cut. Before there will be casualty, you would have gone very far. Before there will be fire outbreak, you will not be there again. Before the car will have problem, in the name of Jesus, you would have alighted from the car. Let me hear you say a loud amen. All through this year, the anointing of this morning will bring about protection for you. Number three, what is the anointing? Strength. Psalm 28 verse 8. Psalm 28 verse 8. The anointing grants you strength. The more anointed you are, the more strength you possess. The Lord is their strength. He is the saving strength of his anointed. The reason why many are weaklings and tired is because the anointing upon their head is weak. Small work, say, "I'm tired. Small work, I'm tired. Small work, I'm tired." Some even get tired when they are eating. I can't imagine somebody eating and say, "I'm tired of eating." They are tired when doing almost everything. It's because the anointing is very, very weak. Once you are anointed, you operate at the strength of a lion. Never tired, always full of vitality, always full of strength, always full of capacity. Whether you are a man or a woman, the strength of your strength is like a set of a rock because of the level of grace upon you. I prophesy to you today, tiredness will never be your portion again. I say tiredness will never be your portion again. No matter your kind of work, I decree in the name of Jesus, strength is coming for you in the name of Jesus. The anointing brings strength. The level of your anointing is the level of your strength. You can't be stronger than the level of anointing upon your head. I pray today, weakness will never be mentioned amongst us again. You can't be feeble and you can't be sick again in Jesus' name. I say you can't be sick and you can't be weak again in Jesus' name. Let me hear your loudest amen. Let me hear your loudest amen. Samuel was so strong. Samson was so strong. before he messed up, he could remove the gate of a whole city and run up to a hill with it. He placed it up like this. He was not tired because at that time he was operating under the anointing. Today, as a direct result of this anointing, the unusual will be natural in your life. I say what is unusual will be natural in your life. Get ready. You are breaking the record of your parents. I say get ready. You are breaking the record of your parents. I say get ready. You are breaking the record of your brothers and sisters. You are breaking the record of your brothers and sisters. You are breaking the record of your brothers and sisters. No matter how great your parents have been, you will be greater than them. If I were you, I would say louder, amen. Number four, what is in the anointing? Grace for signs and wonders. Psalms, Isaiah 61 verse 1. Isaiah chapter 61 verse 1. The anointing gives you grace to be able to perform signs and wonders. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and opening of prison doors to them that are bound. Someone say signs and wonders. When you are anointed, you are able to do things easily. You are a solution. You are a man or woman of signs and wonders. You are not a struggler. Today, your name is deleted from the name of strugglers. I say your name is deleted from the list of strugglers. Your name is deleted from the list of strugglers. Let me hear your loudest amen. Having laid that foundation this morning, how do you connect with this anointing? How do you connect with this anointing? Number one, this morning we'll be looking at is kingdom stewardship. Kingdom stewardship. What is kingdom stewardship? Kingdom stewardship is any kind of work done for the advancement and the development of the kingdom. Any work you are doing for the advancement, for the development of the kingdom. And this work is not for free. 1 Corinthians 15 verse 58. 1 Corinthians 15, 58 explains to us that our work is not for free. It says, therefore, beloved brethren, be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as you know that your labor is not in vain. Somebody say, my labor is not in vain. I always congratulate in advance those who know the importance of this stewardship. I always, when I see those who are serving God, I congratulate them in advance because I am so sure they are destined for diverse wonders. Friends, diverse wonders is not free. There is a requirement. The kingdom of God is not only about coming to church. Coming to church is wonderful, but that is not kingdom stewardship. Coming to church is just for you to be blessed, for your spirit to be blessed, for your life to be blessed, for you to receive miracles, signs and wonders. That's not kingdom stewardship. Anyone can come to church. Somebody that smoked banja wee yesterday can come to church. Anybody can come to church. It is your kingdom stewardship that proves actually that you're a Christian and you are ready for diverse wonders. So don't just have possession. Don't just have possession. Secure a position with God through kingdom stewardship. Don't just have possessions in life. Secure a position with God through kingdom stewardship. Don't just have possessions, cars, certificates, OND, HND, BSc, MSc, PhD, LLB, MBBS. That's all very wonderful. Don't just have possessions. You must have a position. And it's your kingdom stewardship that gives you a position. If you are in an office and you don't have, maybe you have three cars, you bring different cars to the office, does that give you a place in the office? No. It is your position, either as a lawyer in the company, or as an accountant, or as a clerk there, or as a manager, or whatever it is you are, as a secretary, or whatever it is you are, an engineer. That's what gives you a position that qualifies you for reward. I pray today you will not miss your reward. I say you will not miss your reward. You will not miss your reward. In the name of Jesus. Can I hear you say a big amen? Your yieldedness to God in service is what grants you diverse wonders. Your yieldedness, your level of yielding. I must tell you this morning, kingdom stewardship is a product of choice. You cannot be forced to serve God. You are the one that must make a choice. For many of us, by God's grace and privilege, and we're taking decisions to go further with God in a very deeper form, Many were making fun of us and looking at us that we must be crazy and out of our mind. By God's grace and privilege, most of them today, they can't even see our brake light. They can't even, they try to look for the brake light, they can't find it. That is how today, as you continue to serve God, your enemy will not be able to see your brake light. I said, you'll not be able to see your brake light. The difference between them and you shall be like from here to Cameroon by road. It shall be like from here to Congo Kinshasa by road between you and them. Let me hear your loudest amen. Let me hear your loudest amen. Let me hear your loudest amen. Quickly this morning, what are the types of service? We have one, physical stewardship. Physical stewardship involves departmental work, like choir, like sanctuary keepers, children, follow-up, etc., etc. Physical, something that you can see. Physical stewardship. Physical work, meaning standing up as a protocol, and many other things. They are physical work. They are very important in the house of God. One person cannot do the work of God alone. One person cannot be the one doing sanctuary keepers. Somebody's looking at all the cars. I mean, the number of cars we are having now is so awesome. And some people have to be there outside to take care of all these cars, all that. Children's church, as I'm talking now, they are watching. They have screen there, they are watching, and they are also teaching some of the students and all. So it's important that somebody, so physical stewardship is crucial. If your desire is to have physical blessings, you must have physical stewardship. But E. Adeboye once said, if your hands cannot be soiled in death in serving God, those hands cannot be used to perform miracles. Only hands that can walk and clean, if your hands can't be dirty for God, then you are not ready to assess the best of God. The prayer for somebody here today is that God is going to help you. That spirit that does not want any one of us here to serve God, that spirit is cast out in Jesus' name. Say, that spirit is cast out in Jesus' name. I say, that spirit is cast out in Jesus' name. You don't need to pray much if you are really serving God. You don't need to pray in terms of struggling. That's what I mean. Not that you won't be a praying person. But things happen naturally. If you are working in a company, you are working in an office, do you need to go to the mountain for 14 days in a month before they pay you salary? You qualify for it. It's the children's bread. The salary is yours because you have worked for it. I pray your labor will not be a waste. I say your labor will not be a waste. Number two kind of stewardship is called spiritual stewardship, like it happened in Luke chapter 2, verse 36 and 37. That woman called Anna. Luke chapter 2, 36 and 37. She did not leave the temple. And this was one Anna, a prophetess, the daughter of Phanuel of the tribe of Asher. She was of great age and had lived with her husband 7 years from her virginity. And she was a widow of about 84 years. We departed not from the temple, but served God with fasting and prayers night and day. This woman was 84 years. Her husband died after 7 years of marriage. And immediately that happened, she devoted her life to spiritual stewardship. Spiritual stewardship involves praying and fasting. Praying and fasting. Spiritual stewardship. Spiritual stewardship is one of the most important kind of stewardship in the house of God. Many Christians love to pray and fast for themselves. But to pray and fast for the things that involve the church, they don't like it. If your desire is to enjoy diverse wonders, then regularly you must pray and fast and also intercede for the church and intercede for the people. Pray, you fast regularly, and then you get blessed. Now, one thing about spiritual stewardship is that most times it is not visible for all to see. Hello? Most times spiritual stewardship cannot be seen by anybody. If I've been fasting for many days now, you can't see it. If you have been fasting for many days now, I can't see it. Except God opens my eyes to see it and to notice it, that this person has been in a long fast. If I prayed in the church overnight today, now you can see it. Some teams, some people were here with us on Friday night for the special prayers on Friday night. Nobody was there to say thank you to them or well done to them. And we did not, our first seat was after 2.5 hours of prayer. The first please sit down and rest was after 2.5 hours of prayer. It was the first time we will sit. On Friday night, and some that were there on Friday night were also here to minister to the ladies on Saturday. Spiritual stewardship might not be visible, but it is rewardable. Hello, hello, hello. Number three kind of stewardship is kingdom expansion stewardship. This involves evangelism, outreach, and soul winning, and follow up. Mark 16:15 explains to us what Jesus told us to do. We should go all out and preach the gospel. Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. This is one of the most important things about stewardship. Every Christian is meant to be involved in the ministry of reconciliation, reconciling men to God, drawing men to the kingdom of God. Every man or woman that desires kingdom wonders or kingdom diverse wonders must be involved in this particular stewardship. There is no exemption. Nobody is exempted from soul winning and kingdom expansion. Talking to your friends, talking to your neighbors, talking to people around you. If you are a person of influence, you have people working under you, you talk to them, you influence them, you push them towards the things of God. You speak to God about them. You speak to them about God, and you speak to God about them. To reconcile them, get them closer to God. And you are actually serving God. And number four, kind of stewardship, which will connect you to diverse wonders, is financial stewardship. This involves offering, giving of offerings regularly to God, giving of tithes, kingdom expansion giving, building project givings, and things like that. This involves giving to the work of God. Say there's a project, you dive in, you deny yourself of your own comfort to put something into God's work. That's also another kind of stewardship. Giving your tithe regularly, not inconsistently, regularly and consistently, is also a kind of stewardship. My prayer for everyone here today is that the spirit of stewardship, the spirit of service in sincerity, will enter into our lives in Jesus' name. Many don't know what they need. That's why they are in need. What you actually need is to serve God. And God has made it so easy for us. He has made it so easy for us because you don't have to do everything. Just do your own portion. There are some that are peculiar to everybody, like financial stewardship. Everybody is supposed to be involved. Like kingdom expansion stewardship, everybody is supposed to be involved. But physical stewardship, everyone has his own part. Everyone has his own area. Then as you dive into those areas, you see God making a way for you. You see God helping you. You see God assisting you. You see God making a way for you. My prayer for you today is that in the most amazing way, as you serve God sincerely, God will make a way for you in Jesus' name. Coming to church and sitting down is not a good thing. Sitting down doing nothing. That is from the beginning of the service to the end of the service thereafter, and weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks. There are many in this church that have been here for years without any tangible service. If you desire diverse wonders, then walk in diverse places in the house of God. Get your hands wet. Get your hands busy. Get your hands busy. Get your legs busy. Get your mind busy. Use your talent. Use your gift. Use everything that you have for the advancement, for the glorification of God's kingdom. And then I'm now waiting for that devil that will now padlock your blessing. Not possible. Because God himself will take his hammer and break that padlock. Servants of God. Servants of God. People that serve God. Not necessarily you have been a pastor, a reverend, or a bishop. Servants of God always qualify for wonders. If you truly serve God, you can beg for bread. I've been young, now I'm old. I have never seen the righteous forsaken, nor is he beg for bread. So coming to church does not mean that one is a Christian. It is your faithfulness in service, your consistency in service that makes a change in your life. And your service must not be conditional. Service must not be with condition. Father, if you can give me a bouncing baby boy between now and next 9 months, I will serve you. After that 9 months, I stop, please. I don't have time for nonsense. That's condition. God, if you can give me admission, give me admission. Once I don't get this admission, it's over. I'm going back to the club. That's a condition. God is not obligated to answer such conditions. Also, your service must not be momentary. Must not be momentary. That is why you are in youth service. Now say, for the moment of this 1 year, I will serve God. After that, forget God. Let me just serve God for some little time. No, that's a momentary service. Let your service be prolonged. Let it be an eternal service. Also, your service must not be occasional. That is, you serve God occasionally once a while. Like you serve God on 4 Sundays alone. every fourth Sunday you walk in the ushering, because that day is maximum fashion, maximum dancing, maximum that you serve God that day. That's an occasional service. That's not a good service. You serve God continually and consistently, not occasionally. And of course, your service must not be temporary. It must not be a temporary service. It must not be a temporary service. It must not be a temporary service. And my prayer for everyone here this morning is that God will give each and everyone here the spirit of service in Jesus' name. I say, God will give us the spirit of service in Jesus' name. I say, God will give you the spirit of service in Jesus' name. As we go into the anointing period this morning, I decree in the name of Jesus that grace that makes one to serve God continually and consistently, that grace comes upon you in the name of Jesus. I say that grace comes upon you in the name of Jesus. And via today's anointing, your heart will be touched to serve God better. I say your heart will be touched to serve God better. Your spirit will be touched to serve God better. Your mind will be touched to serve God better. In the name of Jesus, the desire to serve God continually shall overwhelm your heart. It will overwhelm your heart. It will overwhelm your spirit. In the name of Jesus, so shall it be. In Jesus' mighty name.
Wow. I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org. I appreciate you.